anybody who thinks that 9/11 was carried out by the government isn't a truther. They're idiots.
Pro-terrorist, anti-American.
These truthers are exactly the kind of people who want to rock this nation's foundation, tear us apart, and plant the seeds of dissatisfaction in all of us.
But most of these people buy into this. They just hate the country.
This is the kind of group that a Timothy McVeigh would come from.
There are disease, the cancer of this planet, more plague.
Really gets tough for our kids.
Americans will likely die on American soil.
Zappa.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dog.
Well, I am the man from the radio. Who's there that I don't want to live in your world? I am the man from the radio. Can't stop the time to keep us looking in the world.
Yeah, there's no doubt they killed Frank Zappa. I know that in my gut. And you know why they did, huh? Because he saw them. He had his sunglasses on. A man before his time. By the way, I got some folks from his family coming on soon. In fact, they've been calling. I'm supposed to call them back. I've been so busy the last few days. I haven't. They were going to be on this week. Who knows now? I got to do that today when I get off the air. But I got to write a book right now too, and doing 10 other things. Just I can't seem to slow down. There's so much going on. Let's jam another call, and we got a guest coming. We'll get the rest of you. Who is it? Ed in New York's up next. Go ahead, Ed. Ed, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the 2008 election, and I was talking about it with a few of my friends, and you know, they were talking about how Bush has the you know, the power to cancel the election if he wants to, if he declares a state of emergency for the country.
Well, he has made massive preparations for that publicly, and John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Military Commissions Act. His PDD of May 9th of this year, 51. And so it's never before been this publicly set up. But it may just be passed to Hillary to later do it or somebody else. The point is they want that heart plug in us. They want our neck in the guillotine in case they feel like pulling it. But they may not need to. They just pass the baton to Hillary, and then the whole thing just continues on.
All right.
Anything else, sir?
No, that was it.
Well, I appreciate you holding to ask that important question. By the way, that's all covered in Endgame, a blueprint for global enslavement that comes out in, I'll be frank with you, in about 5 hours. That's right. About 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to go ahead and try to post it and make sure everything's lined up. But T-minus, I don't think we'll scrub any launches. It'll be around 6, 7 o'clock tonight. Central time, that'll be about 4 or 5 o'clock out in the Pacific Fire Zone. That'll be about 7 o'clock in your East Coast Atlantean area. Right over there by Airstrip 1, that'll be about midnight. And over there in Central Europe, we're talking about 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Today's the day. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement's maiden voyage. It launches at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can order the DVDs now. It's no more pre-order. Orders come in. We pack them up. We ship them. The 2-hour, 20-minute film, 40 minutes of extras, chronicles the North American Union, the Bilderberg Group, the New World Order, and what their plans are. Now, we also document how something I discovered making the film, I didn't even know this, that social workers, social work was, I knew it started in England, but I didn't know it was founded to carry out racial hygiene, family hygiene, positive and negative eugenics in their own terms. We're not getting into that with our guests right now, but you see, it all goes back to that. This is what I've discovered, that's really the unified field theory of the geopolitical political theorem being conducted by the Anglo-American establishment that set up the modern neo-mercantile state. I'm not trying to use big words, folks. That's really the only way to describe it. But big story up in WorldNet Daily today. We got links to it on Infowars.com and TruthNews.us. Court rules social workers must follow law. Agencies, cops can't threaten to take kids away from parents asserting rights. A federal court has ruled that social workers have to respect the U.S. Constitution regarding privacy and parental rights, and if they don't, they may be held liable. The ruling comes in the Arizona case in which social workers, accompanied by Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies, they're famous, that's Arpaio's people we've had on, made unsupported threats to the place a family's children in custody and arrest the parents if they were not allowed to make what ended up being a allegedly illegal search of the family's home. Now, let me break down what happens. No judge, no jury, no nothing. They usually have special cops assigned to the pervert rings, and generally that's what we found with these CPS workers. Very, very sick people, very degenerate on average. And I don't mean all social workers, these key cadres. And I've been there. I've gone and covered it in court. I've been to the houses. I mean, I've been there at the hospital. We've opened a door, and there's a cop choking the woman, saying, sign it. And a lot of that got caught on video. I think it's CPS Child Grabbers is the name of the piece. It's out on Google. That was like in 1999. Folks, I mean, I started crying after I saw this. And you've really never heard me cry on air. I broke down because I got on air right after we went and filmed it because it literally tore my guts out. The evil, and that was kind of a wake-up call to me, that these are sinister individuals. And they tell you, they'll also tell you, you don't sign this, I take the child. And then you sign it, and they go, thank you, you've handed custody over. I mean, they are, this is like the Soviet Union. How do they do this? How can they do it with no due process? And again, most cops aren't bad like this. They have special cops that work with them. I'm going to shut up now. He is Jim Mason, lawyer, working on the case. And they are the Homeschooler Legal Defense Fund. You need to donate. You need to support them. They help so many people. There's a mass exodus of people out of the government training camps, and the CPS goes after them. And to tell us about this particular story, that's one in a million. Shoot, there's more than a million cases a year, more than 20, 30 million in the last 20 years. We appreciate Jim Mason coming on. Again, the headline, court rules social workers must follow law. Agencies, cops can't threaten to take kids away from parents asserting rights. Welcome, sir.
Well, thanks, Alex.
Was I exaggerating with the statements I was just making? Because those are things I've seen personally. But in your experience, I mean, how bad is this around the country?
Well, in my experience, this is sort of a bureaucratic mess run amok. It starts with federal law that gives the states a little pot of money if they agree to do certain things. And one of them is it includes investigating all anonymous tips. So anybody can phone an anonymous tip alleging child abuse or neglect against anybody for any reason, and the social services agencies are required to go out and do an investigation. And then it goes on beyond that, where the social services agencies believe that they have to, that they are required by law to complete the investigation, which always includes coming into the home and interviewing the children. And that's without regard to, you know, the reliability or credibility of the tip, and without regard to the rights of the families. And that's how we really got involved with this.
No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, just generally abused children that become CPS workers. Most of them are. Federal numbers admit the highest instance of pedophiles. Pedophiles get into this because they can have access to the kids. These, on average, you're dealing with a demon creature. Please continue.
The thing that we've discovered is that it's sort of a commonly held view amongst many investigative social workers that the Fourth Amendment simply doesn't apply to them when they're out investigating anonymous tips of abuse or neglect. So that's how this case got started. It was an anonymous tip that the house, it was a brand new home just recently constructed, had a little bit of work left to do on the outside. And what we think is that, you know, maybe some neighbors phoned in the tip because they were tired of kind of the construction look of the home. We don't really know. It was an anonymous tip, but it alleged that the house was not inhabitable. It was unsafe for children. And the folks had just finished building it and just moved in. So when the investigator came out the first time, our folks called us up and we advised them that unless they had a court order that they shouldn't or didn't have to let them in. And they stood on their rights and refused to let them in. So six weeks passed, and two more social workers showed up 6 weeks later with some sheriff's deputies. So we know there was no emergency. They didn't think there was an emergency. They couldn't think there was an emergency. If they did, they wouldn't have waited 6 weeks.
By the way, folks, if you let them in, one dirty dish, any dog hair on the floor, your kids are gone in one of their rape camps. Go ahead.
So The idea here was that the social workers, accompanied by uniformed armed policemen, said, you know, we're here to tour the house. We need to make sure that it's safe for the kids. And after about a 40-minute confrontation, during which time more police officers arrived, they eventually said, if you don't let us in, we're going to handcuff you right here in front of your children, who incidentally were standing right behind the door with their parents, and we're going to take your kids into custody. Their lawyers...
See, I wouldn't even have opened the door.
Well, we always recommend that, that folks talk to them and that they, you know, that they assert their rights in a respectful and...
yeah, but I'm not home. I don't feel like giving my time to them.
Well, in this case, they made that threat, and the folks had nothing really to hide. Their home was fine, and, you know, they believed the threat, though. So in the face of the threat, they stood aside and allowed the social workers and sheriff's deputies to come on through. They came into the home, were there for about 5 minutes, maybe less. Of course, they found nothing and left, and later sent a letter saying everything was fine. And what I found is that this is a common occurrence all across the country because the investigative social workers believe that they have to complete their investigation, and that requires them to come into a home and do this inspection. And because they're required to do it, they believe that families in their homes have to go along with it.
Well, that's the thing about this, is the state police here in Texas will issue a new directive. No state law, no nothing, just a policy. And the state police will say, state constitution, federal constitution, out the window. We do what the policy is. And I keep trying to explain to them, they're liable when they violate the Bill of Rights or Constitution or state constitution. And that's what the federal judge said. Look, I got rights. Just because you say they're privileges... It doesn't, you know, first they said cars were a privilege, which they're not, and I got the federal cases. Then they say guns are a privilege. It's not a privilege. First, then they say having a church without a permit's a privilege. It is not a privilege. First Amendment. Tell us about this case, please, sir.
Well, this is an important case. We've done several cases. We got into it, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association got into this area of law several years ago. Because when homeschooling was, 20 years ago, homeschooling wasn't as widely accepted as it is today. And these anonymous tips would say, hey, the kids are home all day, you know, and that we don't think they're going to school. And so the investigative social...
Let me just stop you again. Mm-hmm. Folks, mind your own business. I mean, if you got somebody beating a child with a tire iron, call the police, then it's a criminal matter. We never needed CPS before. But mind your own business. Stay out of people's business unless it's life and death. I mean, we used to be Americans. We're not a bunch of dirty communists. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's how we got into it, because then, you know, people would be minding their own business, as you say, in the privacy of their own home, doing the Lord's work, teaching their kids, with many, many of the folks in the early days of homeschooling did it for religious reasons. And this kind of general attitude that you have to let us in and you have to let us take your kids into the bedroom and talk to them privately, got to be a major problem for us. And so we started helping folks in that situation. We had a big case back in the late 90s in California that sort of established this principle that the social services investigations are subject to the Fourth Amendment every bit as much as any police investigation, you know, going out to investigate crime. And anonymous tips, we've had several cases. Anonymous tips never, never justify an intrusion into the home unless there's some kind of corroborating evidence establishing that there's an emergency, that they have to go in immediately. Otherwise, social services agents have to go to court, put their evidence in front of a judge. That's another problem that we found. Many times, judges just rubber stamp the social services request.
Well, I want you to know that in 99... Well, then we've been helping this family. They were trying to take their child for just saying because they were poor, because he was an auto mechanic and they lived in a little bitty apartment. Her problem was she went to the hospital to have the child, you know, government paid for, and she, blonde hair, blue eyed, top dollar. They get $300,000 on the adoption circuit. And they call me on the phone. I get there. I open the door, and there's this cop, and he's got his hand on her back of her neck saying, sign it. It's like a movie. I open the door, and there he is saying it. And then they shoved me out, and then she signed it, and they took the baby, and we got video of that. And, I mean, I just started crying. I mean, how did America get to the point where cops are grabbing women by the neck? I mean, we really entered the ninth circle of Hades here. Stay there, sir. I want to come back and talk about this case with Arpaio, how you're suing him. This is a guy who just runs around reckless driving, jumping curbs and slamming into grocery store frontages and just stumbling around with armored vehicles and 50 caliber rifles completely out of his gourd. He's been on the show twice. Just, I mean, he's just completely insane.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 25th, 2007, gold 768.20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $791.72, $390.30 for half, $195.15 for quarter. That's $791.72, $390.30, $195.15. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called NutriTrala, the time-release alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is NutriTrala. N-U-T-R-I-T-R-A-L-A. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
U.S. District Judge Earl H. Cheryl ordered that a lawsuit by the family against the social workers and sheriff will be allowed to continue because the social workers' concerns were based on an anonymous tip that the Loudermilk children were being neglected and the plaintiff's home was uninhabitable. However, the judge said under federal law, an anonymous tip without more does not constitute probable cause. Well, also, they'll just make up that you've had an anonymous tip, too. They do that. I mean, look, statistically, there's, and even Time Magazine reported on this and the shame of foster care back in 2000. Statistically, you're five times more likely to be abused in the social services system, children, than any other place. There's nowhere more dangerous. And over two-thirds of them are put on psychotropic drugs. And we have the head of the academy, Texas Academy, in front of the legislature in Endgame here in Texas saying that it's because they're genetically inferior. That's why all the kids, again, it's eugenics. Going back to our guest lawyer, Jim Mason, with the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund, fire out your website, phone numbers, organization, how folks can help you, because I know you guys do so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Our website is hslda.org. The phone number here is 540-338-5600.
And I kind of got you on late as a guest today. I don't know if they posted it on InfoWars, but they will. Give that web address out again.
It's HSLDA, for Homeschool Legal Defense Association, .org.
Okay, real fast, because we only got about 4 minutes left with you. Just what specifically did the judge say here? Is the tide turning against the social workers and their criminal activity? Where is all this going?
Well, the tide has been turning for several years about it's clear now that the Fourth Amendment applies. So the search of the home is pretty well established, and the judge reaffirms that. What's interesting about this case and what's really important about this case is that it takes away a tactic that investigative social workers use all too often, and that is when they don't get cooperation, they show up at the house with cops, and they make threats. And in this case, the threat was, if you don't cooperate with my investigation, even though there's no emergency, I will take your kids right now. And I have these armed police officers here to back me up.
No warrant, no arrest order. It's just pure color of law, totally criminal.
No warrant. Had never been to a court. It had been 6 weeks since they'd received the tip, so they didn't even think there was an emergency.
The question is, why do these cops follow that order? I mean, they ought to know better than anybody that that's not lawful.
Well, part of the lawsuit is, it wasn't in this motion to dismiss, and so the judge didn't address it, but one of the things that we've alleged is that the sheriff failed to train his officers, because they are just as liable. They think that because the social workers have to, there's a common misconception that social workers work under a different set of rules than policemen, and the policemen who go out with social workers get that additional latitude. It's not true. The important thing about this case is that the judge ruled that the threat to remove children in order to get cooperation is a separate and independent constitutional violation. And so that tactic, which is used all too often, is something that we want to stop.
I agree. I'm tired of children and families being hurt. And I don't have any vendetta against these officers, but I want them to have big judgments against them. They need to be punished so that other families aren't abused and ripped apart by these degenerate social workers. And I'm sorry. I just hope you destroy these police.
Well, I hope that these legal principles, get established throughout the country, because we understand that there are children who are being abused and neglected, and they need, some protection. But the police and the social services agencies have to abide by the constitutional protections so they don't terrorize innocent families like that.
Due process of law.
Yeah, and that's the main thing here. These innocent children, their parents hadn't done anything, and they were standing behind the door with, six, eight people in uniforms telling them that they're going to be removed from their parents' custody immediately if their parents didn't allow them into the home,
which is terrorizing the children. How much damages are you looking for, or that hasn't been listed yet?
That hasn't been determined yet, but
because you first had to get the right to sue them.
That's correct. They moved to dismiss, claiming that the Constitution had not been violated under these circumstances, and even if it had, that they were eligible for qualified immunity because the right hadn't been clearly established yet. It's a technical immunity that police officers and government agents get.
But the minute they violate the Bill of Rights or Constitution, that immunity goes down the toilet.
Well, unfortunately, that's not true, and that's kind of what the fight was here. Qualified immunity means that even if it does violate the Constitution, that right has to be clearly established. And the judge,
Jim, we differ on that point in law, but bottom line now, they're liable, correct?
Bottom line is now we get to go to trial and prove our allegations.
Thank you so much for spending time with us, and you are definitely doing the good work.
Well, thanks, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
I believe we have Minnesota. We are change on. I knew it'd be our listeners doing it. This is out of television channel 11. It's also on the news wires. Bill Clinton's speech interrupted by 9/11 truthers. Former President Bill Clinton predicted Thursday that his wife, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is likely to have a more difficult time winning the Democratic presidential nomination than she would the general election. She's a warmongering criminal. And the murderer of Vince Foster, that's clear. I wouldn't be surprised if the primary is tougher than the general. The former, this made a lot of conservatives mad that I'm bashing Hillary. I'm sorry, Limbaugh supporters. I'm sorry. I won't be a fake conservative like you. I'm sorry, scum. I wouldn't be surprised if the primary is tougher than the general. The former president said at the Minneapolis fundraiser for his wife's campaign, arguing that she's more immune to attacks from Republicans because they don't have anything new to say about her. Yeah, because they're in business with her. It's all stage. And it goes on, because of the current political climate, Clinton said Democrats are in prime position to reclaim the presidency. I think we can run anybody and win. If we run a smart campaign, Clinton said, that gives Democrats the opportunity to pick the most qualified candidate for the job, he said, making the pitch that Hillary Rodham Bilderberg Clinton is the candidate. Clinton's 50-minute speech, which started about an hour behind schedule, was derailed briefly by several hecklers in the audience who shouted that the 2001 terror attacks were a fraud. Rather than ignoring them, Clinton seemed to relish direct confrontation, as a demon he would. A fraud? No, it wasn't a fraud, Clinton said, as the crowd cheered him on. I'll be glad to talk to you if you shut up and let me talk. Can't wait to get the audio and video of this. When another heckler shouted that the attacks were an inside job, Clinton took the even greater umbrage. Yeah, well, of course, he's a black opper on the OKC and the First World Trade Center attack when his FBI took the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonators, New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, CBS News. An inside job? How dare you?
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you? It was not an inside job, Clinton said. You guys have got to be careful. You're going to give Minnesota a bad reputation.
Our little comment is that it wasn't an inside job, and Bill Clinton never had sex with that woman either. You degenerate piece of trash. You know, you got all these liberals in love with you, and they just love you. And then the poor, pathetic Democratic Party faithful, just like the Republican faithful, they can't wake up that Bush is evil. When are you people going to get over your malfunctioning brains? But in a way, I mean, Bill Clinton at least is smart. He's very wicked. He's a Rhodes Scholar, crown minion. But, I mean, at least he isn't. I mean, Bush is a complete insult. And I'm not saying Clinton's good either. I'm just saying I know why Democrats like him, because he's very intelligent and very well-spoken, and he knows his stuff. He's very wicked. But the Clintons are dangerous to mess with. Bush is kind of all ignores it because he's so arrogant. The Clintons take attacks serious. They have people whacked left and right. I mean, they're hardcore serious. Very dangerous, very wicked people. So let's go to Anthony in Minnesota. I think I've met Anthony in New York, haven't I, Anthony?
Yeah, hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Hey, bro, was it you guys that did this last night?
Yeah, it was on Tuesday night, actually.
Okay, so well, it takes a few days to hear about it. So I mean, when are we going to see video?
It should hopefully be up by the weekend. We got a lot of stuff to go through. We had each person, well, three people got pulled out. Two of them had cameras, so we're trying to get
everything
together.
But see, time is the key. If you get that up the day or the day after, the news picks it up. And I just keep telling all the We Are Changers, I'm not trying to, you did a great job going and doing this, but you got to get the video up quick, because then a week turns into 2 weeks, then 3 weeks, and nobody cares. But tell me, behind the scenes, you know, that we're not seeing just in these articles, what happened?
Well, he started talking, you could tell he was just going to go into talking about terrorism and trying to scare people and stuff like that, and that's when one of our guys started talking about 9/11 being a fraud, and why doesn't he talk more publicly about 9/11 and stuff, and that's when he went into a fraud, I don't think so, and when we asked him about Bohemian Grove, too, and he kind of chuckled that off and said that that's where the Republicans go and get naked and stand up against the redwood trees. And he said he'd never been there, but you should go there. It'd do you good, get some air, lighten up a little bit. And then he kind of chuckled it off, and the crowd thought that was pretty funny.
How big was the crowd of minions?
It was 2,000 strong, they said.
Worshipping this wicked demon. Please continue.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how many times I heard people.
Did you
say,
have to pay? Did you have to pay to see the slug?
Thankfully, no.
So you got in as
two people with our party that did end up having to pay, but the majority of us didn't.
So you got in as press?
Yeah.
So blow by blow, again, tell us your full name, tell us who else was there. We want to do an article on this. Give us the full take. And then you start saying that it's a shame. Here, let me read the quote, and tell me this is accurate. When another heckler shouted that the attacks were an inside job, Clinton took even greater umbrage.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you? It was not an inside job, Clinton said. You guys have got to be careful. You're going to give Minnesota a bad reputation. What else did he say?
Well, as soon as he went into that 9/11, you should be ashamed. He started his only reasoning behind that 9/11 wouldn't be an inside job was because that one of his wife's contributors was badly burned on 9/11 and they had to be there with her the whole time, and it couldn't be an inside job because of that. And that was
He used serious psychological warfare. He personalized it and then talked about them giving care, all about how they're loving.
Exactly.
That's like when General McCaffrey, I confronted him about drug dealing and how his top guy was caught shipping in heroin and cocaine to the U.S. when he was the drug czar, and he was heard going, babies are hurt. The baby. And he looks and he goes, the baby. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. Please continue.
They do, and then after that, they started pulling out our other guy, and then I yelled a couple things, but surprisingly, Secret Service didn't do anything. Well, they definitely heard me, but they didn't say anything to me or pull me out. And that was
yeah, you know why they didn't do that? Because they're slick. They didn't do that in New York when we are change confronted them, because they know it creates a bigger incident in media coverage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what's so dangerous about the Clintons. They're slick operators, man.
I've heard the term Slick Willie many times, but then to actually see it in person and him, just how quick he was coming up with responses and just kind of laughing about it.
No, like, he's a genius.
You're not going to win. You're not going to win in this crowd.
No, he's got like 170 IQ. He's pure evil.
Huh. You could definitely tell. And I got a chance. I was lucky I didn't get kicked out, because at the end he was signing people's autographs and taking pictures and stuff. And I yelled, so I just asked him about Bilderberg. I said, tell him about Bilderberg. He totally shrugged that off, and then...
What'd he say? That doesn't exist.
No, he didn't even respond to it. He had to have heard me. He was only about 3 feet away from me. But then he turned around to walk up the steps, and I said that you're not going to get away with your guys' New World Order. And he looked back at me, and he almost tripped on the top step up on the stage.
Oh, you got to, and they're getting scared. You got to have footage of this. I'm actually having salivation attacks right now.
Oh, we do.
I'm physically, actually, sir, I'm not kidding. I actually have saliva pooling in my mouth. I'm not kidding. You have all this on tape?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can get it up by tomorrow.
Oh, the lavishment of it. Oh, my goodness. I mean, listen, I don't get excited when my football team wins. I get excited when you just won another Super Bowl victory, buddy. I mean, I'm actually having pleasure feelings right now. I'm having endorphin rushes. I mean, did you feel satisfied and pleased with yourself?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we were getting yelled at. There was a lady was calling me a liar, and I should be ashamed of myself. And I was like, lady, you should be ashamed that you are still supporting these people, that you have not woken up to this.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's a pro-attack Iran warmonger.
Yes,
just shut up, you dirty Democrat war hawk.
Yep. Well, there was actually a speaker before Clinton came on. He was the mayor of St. Paul, and then he said that he had a 10-year-old son, and that the last 20 years, basically, it's been Bush, Clinton, Bush. And they said, well, why don't we just elect another Clinton? And it'll be just that much easier for my son to remember. And they're trying to just pass that kind of stuff off.
Yeah, it's all real cute. It's all real cute that we have dynasties and we're run by scum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, if Hillary wins, she's being handed a big stinking mess because, I mean, they're all hated now. Everybody sees right through them. This isn't 20 years ago where they could get away with all their chicanery.
No, it's too easy for their exploits to get out, and comments that they make and positions they take these days, and we're going to hold them to it.
Well, all I can say is plug the Minnesota Truth website and tell me the name of your organization again.
It's Minnesota Change. We are Change.
As usual, they strike again. And so what's the website?
MinnesotaChange.org.
Well, you've done well. Anthony, what's your last name?
Yasha.
How do you spell that?
J-A-S-A.
Okay, and I mean, do you want your full name in the article we're doing?
Oh, that's fine.
Who else, so we can give them credit, who else was involved in this operation against evil?
I don't remember Brian's name. Brian was, the one that they tried to kind of make look like a crazy person on the news when they said that one person had been pulled out when there actually was.
So there's video clips of this. Are they on YouTube?
Not yet. We're going to get ours up. But they have a clip of him being pulled out, and our friend from Rochester came up saying.
No, this is huge. This is huge. Hold on. I'm going to call Watson right now. My go-to guy. Keep talking.
And there was, if you ever saw the. When we got Jim Ramstead kind of did the same thing, too, and he's just a local congressman around here.
So you were just swamming him continually, fish in a barrel.
Yeah. But our friend Carl, he was actually the first one to step up and start saying stuff, because he knew where that conversation was going.
Good job. Hold on 1 second, Anthony. Hey, Watson, I'm on the phone to England, to Sheffield, Redcoat land. Anyways, they actually grow them there like mushrooms. Hey, Watson, are you hearing about this absolute defeat of Bill Clinton where he's like stumbling around and they're saying the New World Order will be defeated by Minnesota Change? No, I know, I know. I mean, I know there was an article you posted, but it's much better than what that News 11 said. And then they're going to have the video up today, and they said there's already video out on the web of them dragging one guy out. All I'm just saying is this is a huge victory. We need to intensify the chain reaction and get this out as quickly as possible to spur other people to take action and do the same thing. I believe we're at flashpoint, domino effect point right now. We have to fully blast, full power right now, Watson. And you're in line to launch Endgame at what, about 6 today? Ship shape and Bristol fashion. I like to hear that. You have done well. Everyone has done well. Hail Britannia. Keep it up, Watson. I'll see you. I'm sorry. I'm a little celebration over this confrontation of Clinton repeatedly by We Are Change a few weeks ago. Now again, everywhere he goes. So I get a little bit giddy and silly, folks. Anthony, all I can say is I salute you, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work yourself.
Oh,
you do.
I mean, are you feeling really excited right now? Because, I mean, Bill Maher is getting confronted. All this stuff is starting to happen. And they are scared right now. They're saying I'm very dangerous on national radio and TV. I mean, when they start doing that, you know we're hurting them.
They're scared.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I say they're definitely scared because they talked about this Clinton confrontation on one of our local radio stations the morning after, and I don't even think they knew that it was Minnesota Change or Oakland Change or L.A. Change was the one that got Bill Maher, and they actually ran the two segments back-to-back, and they were just like, what's going on these days? And they were actually saying that people are going to start having guns and stuff, and it was like...
See, that's the talking point. That's the talking point. And so I would look for them to have a mental patient, say they're with We Are Change or InfoWars or do something, and I would... It's classic black op. We need to get articles out on that now, preemptively. And this is slander. I'm getting tired of people... Like Beck and others get up there and claiming we're violent, we're bad. Hey, we're standing up to politicians. That's the American way. We're standing up to this fraud. And they're scared by the polls. They're scared. Look, it isn't working anymore, okay? I just want them to know that. It isn't working anymore, scum. Go ahead, sir. So
yeah,
what else was this scum saying on your local thing? It's a talking point. They were saying next we're going to have guns. What does that mean?
Yeah, they just said that we're dangerous types and that we don't know how to shut up. And actually, the guy said that he's the former president of America. You should just shut your mouth, basically, and don't even ask questions is what it came down to.
Yeah, that's like Britney Spears. That's like Britney Spears. I just think we should just shut up and do whatever the president says, chewing gum mindlessly as a monarch slave. I mean, it just never, ever ends. I mean, just that's not America. We should just shut up.
Well, American way is to stand up and... take care of it.
No, the American way is to shut up and be a slave, according to these scum. Thanks for the call. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for what you've done. I salute you. Absolute salute you. My goodness, it never ends, folks. We're at a flashpoint right now. The Endgame launches in T-minus 4 hours. 4 hours, 12 minutes till Endgame launch. Tell everybody, email everybody. We've just got to every day just go wild in the info war, just frothing about. If she gets just in a crazed frenzy, like fire ants crawling over the enemy, we're not going to be stopped. We're sick of it. You see, now you're starting to feel crazed, aren't you? You're starting to feel how I felt for many years, just sick of it, and just angry and focused. And just not going to take it anymore, not going to stand by anymore, not going to go quietly into the night, not going to lick their boots, not going to submit to them. We are going to take action. And we're not going away. You can stage whatever you want. You can pull whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. It isn't going to work. And let me tell you, it's very suspicious that they say we're McVeighs. It's very suspicious they say we're going to shoot people. If that happens, A, these radio shows and TV shows put that idea out, and let's get that out in articles and emails right now, and B, and probably the more likely, that means they've been told the government's going to pull something. So then you see, you can't come to events, and if you do come to an event and heckle it, you'll be arrested, and there'll be some new federal law, because that's associated with violence. It isn't going to work, you slime bags, and we're going to use the internet, and we're going to use handbills, and we're going to use copies of Endgame and Terror Storm. We're going to get aggressive in the info war. Just intensify it. What they're scared of is that image of citizens standing up when they have these staged town halls and these staged events. Why do you think Cheney, 3 years ago, they started making people sign up, give their driver's license at, quote, public town halls? They were all vetted. If you had an anti-Bush sticker or anti-war sticker, they would follow you in and then arrest you, claiming you were trying to sneak in when it was, quote, a public venue. See, they're fake. It isn't real. And so when you go in there and make it real, and you aren't groveling and licking boots, they're afraid. Because they know it's an inside job. They know their whole rotten system is built on it. And they know it's coming down. You can order the DVD of Endgame right now. There's no more pre-shipping. We're shipping, folks. It's ready. It's here. You can order the DVD right now at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv to see it in 4 hours, 10 minutes. 4 hours, 10 minutes countdown to Endgame's release. Get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership right now and start burning copies.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We can take them down if you first believe it, and then second, if you take action. one follows the other. The journey that we're on is now already more than 70% complete. Now we enter the dark zone. A final veil before our enemies start imploding in their own wickedness.
I see a message from the government, like every day.
All right, let's jam in some calls.
And call them all suckers.
You want to meet a brother Sama over there, but picture me buying the fraud. I say never. Kyle in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was curious if I could plug a Ron Paul fundraiser.
Fire, 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 fire!
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir, quickly.
Oh, okay.
Plug away,
yeah.
Plug away, plug away!
Okay, there is a Ron Paul Music Festival here in Cedar Falls, Iowa, on Saturday, November 3rd. It will be at the East Event Center at 4807 University Avenue.
And what everybody should do is, whatever town or city you're in, you should just Google events in Grand Rapids, events in Austin, events in Dallas, events in San Francisco, events in New York, events in New Hampshire, and then you'll find it. That's the best way, instead of just trying to plug each one individually. Go ahead.
Okay, it'll be starting at 4 o'clock, and it will be going all night. So,
okay, Kyle, thank you. I appreciate it. Thomas in Kansas, go ahead.
Man, what's
Hello.
Going on, Alex?
We're doing a worldwide transmission. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
All right, man. I got a few quick points I want to make here about the debates. Ron Paul, I called his campaign the other day, and I asked him why he's not talking about the troops supporting him. And they told me that look out for the next debate, because he's going to mention that, and it's going to turn the whole thing upside down.
I mean, yeah, that's right. The vast majority, it's like 70-something percent of the troops are giving him donations. I mean, he's got the biggest support of any candidate in either party.
Right. I also want to give a shout-out to Real Change in Minnesota, because they actually went after the Clintons, and Bill O'Reilly can't spin this and say, well, just a bunch of
liberals
and neoliberals and, you know, this little lying game he plays.
Bunch of hardcore commies.
Yeah, we're all just a bunch of leftists. We're all just a bunch of, you know, Hillaryites, you know.
No, that's your boss. That's your boss, Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, I know. And he's the one giving Hillary Clinton campaign fundraisers, you know. And
they're advising her for 5 years. Good job, Thomas. Good to hear from you. I'm sorry, I got to move quick. Bill in Florida, go ahead. Come on down, Bill. Come on, hit me.
Yes, sir. I have an article that needs interpreting. September 30th, London Telegraph. Four short paragraphs. Fears over cracks in Britain's gold stock. And basically what it says is that the 320 tons of gold in there is starting to deteriorate and fall apart, and they don't think they're going to be able to sell it. Now, since gold doesn't deteriorate and fall apart, what are they trying to tell me? I'm not smart enough to figure it out.
That is, well, that's still, if they tell the public gold falls apart, they'll believe it. I mean, they'll believe that gasoline on your head, lighting it, feels good.
They're trying to tell the world something, but I am not smart enough, and people I've spoken with aren't smart enough to figure it out. They're trying to say something's wrong.
I hear you. Send me the article. I'm out of time. I'm sorry to Doug and everybody else. Call me back tomorrow. The show restarts at InfoWars.com right now. A lot of key stuff got covered in the first hour. And it was really key information, so if you want to tune back in, there's streams at InfoWars.com. They're 24 hours a day. In-game launches in 4 hours. In-game launches in 4 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. See it there first. Order the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. We're now shipping these babies out. We're packing them up right now, and they all go out Monday. In-game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Start your engines for a new salvo deep into enemy territory, hitting them in the core of their operation. God bless you all! If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. You're